Morning, members, support staff of the department. I'll be going through first the audit methodology that we apply in auditing performance information, just to make sure everybody understands. Then I will do an overview of the 2014-15 plan, and then also the outcomes from 12-13 to 13-14, and the root causes and recommendations going forward. First of all, our reputation promise. As the Auditor General of Africa and has a supreme constitutional mandate and as a supreme audit institution of South Africa, it exists to strengthen our country's democracy by enabling oversight, accountability and governance in the public sector through auditing, thereby building public confidence. From the HSA, we are responsible for the financial statements audit. We're also responsible for the report on predetermined objectives, which then links back to the audit of the AP, the annual performance plan, and also the alignment of the annual performance plan to the strategic plan over the 4 to 5 years. And we're also responsible for the compliance, to monitor compliance with laws and regulations. Clean administration. I'm sure everybody has heard this word a few times. What does it mean? So clean administration means technically that there are no findings on the financial statements, which means that they are unqualified and there are no matters. Also means that there are no findings on predetermined objectives, and it also means that no findings on compliance of reported information. What it really means is that at the end of the day is whatever the department reports is a true and fair reflection of what they are reporting. So whatever figures or achievements they've achieved is a true and fair reflection, and we could verify that as being correct in terms of supporting documentation. Audit of predetermined objectives. An annual audit actually performed against predetermined objectives indicates targets as contained in the annual performance report. So what we do is we will go and verify the achievements reported in the annual performance report. But we look at it in twofold. We look at the annual performance report in terms of usefulness, and we look at it in terms of reliability. If we talk to usefulness, we talk to the fact that whether or not the annual performance report is well-defined, is measurable, is consistent with the strategic plan of the department over a five-year period. We also talk to as whether or not it is presented in terms of National Treasury's compliance framework that they've issued in 2007 for preparation of strategic plan and also for the preparation of their targets. Then if we talk about reliability, we talk about the completeness, accuracy and occurrence of the actual achievements being reported, whether or not that is a true and fair reflection of the actual achievements being reported against the targets that were set in the annual performance plan. We are governed in terms of the Public Audit Act, Section 22C and 28(1)(c) to not only talk about the financial information, but to also audit, and the audit report must reflect an opinion on the conclusion relating to performance of the auditee against predetermined objectives. So that's where our scope and mandate comes in. As to that, we don't only talk about the financial, we talk about the performance information as well, or predetermined objectives. These are the five acts governing the preparation of the annual performance plan. So you look at the Public Finance Management Act, the Treasury Regulations, the Public Service Regulations, guidelines and instructions, practice notes issued by National Treasury, and then the two most important ones that relate directly to performance information or predetermined objectives is the framework from Treasury, which was issued in 2007, and also another framework in August 2010. So from the AG's office, we obviously had a phased-in approach when we started adopting this into our methodology. So from 2004, 5 to 2008, 9, we were busy adopting a phased-in approach as to getting the department ready in terms of auditing performance information. Then from 2009-10 to date, we've actually completed the phased-in approach. We are in the phase of readiness to express an opinion on the performance information or predetermined objectives. And this we are looking to do within the next 2 years. So as much as a financial opinion, which relates to unqualified, qualified, or adverse opinion is going to impact on the financials, you will have a similar opinion in the next 2 years on performance information or predetermined objectives. So therefore, it will have a significant impact on the reporting of the department and all of government throughout South Africa. This is the auditing, the planning, budgeting and reporting cycle. Just some oversight in terms of Parliament, the policy development, just how the whole process works. From strategic planning, identify desired impacts, to specific performance indicators being developed, operational planning and budgeting, set targets and allocate resources, your implementation, which would then include your quarterly reporting, and then monitor and take corrective action, which would then flow to your year-end reporting. And based on your year-end reporting, you would then be assessed, and that's where we come in. We would then evaluate the year-end reporting to make sure that it's in line with what was planned for the annual performance plan. So part of our usefulness criteria, which we'll get to just now, we look at the strat plan, whether or not there's a logical link from the 5-year strategic plan to the annual performance plan, and then we look at was there a link throughout to the annual performance report. So it's very important to make sure that we make that link so that nothing gets left out or nothing gets changed without getting the necessary approval from the executive authority. These are our audit criteria. Our main criteria, which relates to compliance of regulatory requirements, here we talk about the compliance, so what we look at here specifically in terms of the National Treasury framework issued in 2007 and 2010 relating to the development of your strategic plan and also how you need to formulate your targets and indicators and objectives. Two main things that we focus on, apart from that, also usefulness and reliability. So usefulness looks at presentation, measurability, relevance and consistency. Regarding usefulness we look at the total plan, the full annual performance plan compared to the annual performance report and whether it links to the strategic plan. With reliability, we only select certain programs. We don't look at the full 5 programs in the rurals case. What we mainly look at is we look at program 3, 4 and 5 because it makes 80% of the budget. So therefore in terms of our methodology we need to look at more than 50% of the budget. But because we feel like all three of them might not be quantitatively material but also qualitatively material, we select an additional one which is program 3 to cover as much as possible for the department. This is our approach. First, we understand and test the design and implementation of the performance management system, process and relevant controls. Then we test the measurability, relevance, presentation and consistency of the planned and reported performance information. then we conclude on the usefulness. So step 1, 2 and 3 talks to the whole plan and the whole report at the end, where we actually look at all 5 programs. Then step 4 and 5, we will then select only the most material programs, which in rural development case we look at program 3, 4 and 5. And then we will conclude on the reliability only on program 3, 4 and 5. So if I talk about concluding on reliability, it means that if they have reported that they have settled 230 restitution cases and we don't find any, and they can provide supporting information for that, we will say, yes, that's correct. They have reported correctly. They have settled 230 restitution cases. Okay, an audit conclusion will be prepared and included in a management report for all departments. At the current stage, we only conclude an opinion in a management report. We don't conclude it in an audit report as yet. We will be doing this in 2015-16. We're aiming to do it in 2015-16. We will be concluding an audit report as well, also on the predetermined objectives. And we're also looking at concluding on compliance as well. In the auditor's report, on the auditor's report, you will still find under other matters, it doesn't impact the opinion, but you'll still find under other matters where we will include any significant findings that we have identified relating to usefulness or reliability of the report. Okay. If we look at the 2014-15 plan, the strategic plan and APP of the 14-15 approved by the minister and was submitted to the AGSA's office in March 2014. We're going to review the detail of the plan during the 14-15 audit, which is the audit cycle going forward now. From the assessment of the 14-15 plan, we have verified the consistency thereof. If I talk about consistency, we verified the consistency from a strategic plan to the annual performance plan. Once we receive the annual performance report at the end of next year, then we will confirm that additional step for consistency to make sure that no targets or indicators or significant information was left out. It should be noted that although the department did submit the plan to us, they did not submit to us technical indicator descriptions. Okay, technical indicator descriptions you use to verify, it gives you more information as to what the target consists of. So it will describe as to what supporting information is going to be submitted to confirm the achievement compared to the target. It will also give you more information as to how you're going to measure this target. So based on the fact that we haven't received the technical indicator descriptions, we could not verify the full usefulness of the APP as yet. As soon as we receive the annual performance plan, the APP, then we will the technical indicator description relating to the annual performance plan for 14-15, then we will verify the full usefulness of the plan. You must also remember that now we're only verifying the usefulness of the plan, and at the end of next year's financial cycle we'll be verifying the usefulness of the annual performance report that will then talk to the plan. We have embarked with the department last year already. We started getting involved before they submit the plan for final approval, because we feel that we could add some value and informing them up front as to what they need to change to make it more measurable. And this has been a very good exercise from our side and from the department side, as when I go down to show you the 2012 and 2013-14 outcomes, you will actually see there has been a vast improvement regarding usefulness and reliability of the performance information. For the 14-15 interim audit, we will definitely be focusing on the preparation, submission and approval of the strategic plans, and then we will also be assessing the measurability and relevance of the indicators and targets for each selected program. Okay, so this is the outcome for the 13-14 audit. We are still busy with the 13-14 audit, but this is the usefulness part where we've reviewed the annual performance plan compared to the annual performance report for 13-14. And because of our interaction before this plan was approved, you can actually see now that there's a lot of greens, which means there were no material findings that we picked up regarding presentation consistency, measurability and relevance. It had a very positive impact, and we will continue on doing this going forward to help the department to move towards a better performance reporting phase. This is the expected outcome. As I mentioned, we haven't finalized the 13-14 audit outcomes yet, but to date, we have done with most of the work for 13-14. We just need to go through our internal, our own AGSA internal quality control process to verify that we didn't miss anything. But even if you look here on this expected 13-14 outcome, we also see it all as green, with only one additional matter being included at the bottom where it shows the yellow block. The additional matter relates to where there were material adjustments made to the annual performance report submitted. But at the end of the day, it's still the adjustments have been made, and therefore the reported information is a true and fair reflection of what is being reported. But what we need to highlight with the fact that we are including this additional matter is that if we didn't audit this process, it would have resulted in material misstatements in the annual performance report being reported. So if you look at the internal control from the department side, it wasn't working effectively. But from our side, then going forward next year, we will obviously be attending to this throughout the whole year and giving them guidance and monitoring this from our side. This is the 2012-13 picture. So if you compare the 2012-13 picture to the 2013-14, you can see there's a big change, where in 2012-13 regarding usefulness, they had they were technically being qualified on three areas regarding usefulness. If you look at presentation, consistency and measurability. So there's been a vast improvement coming from 12-13 to the 13-14 period. Even if you look at the outcomes of 12-13, 2012-13 and 13-14, you'll see this picture has also changed a lot. And this is solely due to the fact that we engaged the department before they started finalized the annual performance plan, but also due to the fact that we've had very good cooperation with the department regarding reliability, where we actually verify the actual supporting documentation as to what the actual targets are being reported in the performance plan, in the performance report. Another thing that the researcher also mentioned is that the department has invested in internal audit a lot, and we've had significant progress being shown regarding that. So internal audit has been mainly responsible for changing reliability to green for the 13-14 picture. These are some of the findings that we've identified during 13-14 financial year. As you can see, there's a duplication of the actual target achieved reported on the annual performance report. What we're saying here is that some of the targets achieved, and if you go down to the listing, so let's say like the NERISEC employees youth, they would report that they've trained, arguments say, 5,000 NERISEC youth. And when they submit the report information for us, we identify duplicates being counted. And so this is where this finding comes from, because then it shows that the internal control process wasn't sufficient to identify that there should be no duplicates. This has been corrected, and we will look at the control. We'll be testing the control during the interim order to make sure it doesn't reoccur again. Then inconsistency between target as per the APP and the quarterly reports, we identified The APP target doesn't always agree to the quarterly reports. What this means is that the department needs to submit every quarter their performance information to Treasury, and we've identified that some of the targets are not included in the quarterly reports, which then it might end up in a risk of that specific target not being reported at all, although it was approved in terms of the plan. Then information systems to enable monitoring of the progress. What we are stating here is that a lot of the data collection is done manually. So we feel that there is a risk, and there's a risk of duplication. There's no information systems at this specific point in time being used, or not a formal information system being used. So we're just highlighting more as a risk going forward due to human error. Then quarterly reports not submitted within 60 days to National Treasury. These are the quarterly reports we're speaking about, and this is just a non-compliance matter. Then the common root causes. Most common root causes is relating to the lack of monitoring controls, which then filters down to ensure adequate oversight over performance information and capacity and skills. So due to capacity constraints or skills, there's a tendency of the lack of monitoring of controls. There has been a lot of training a lot of training happening in the last year, and we have seen a vast improvement of this, but we have an agreement with the department that we don't only come in during the end of the year, we are there throughout the year to provide training to them and also to assist them and to help them close these gaps. Then recommendations and the way forward. We've seen there's a leadership exercise oversight responsibility regarding performance reporting and compliance related internal controls, action plans to address internal control deficiencies. This has actually been working very well. We request the department to draw up action plans, not only from the external audit findings but also from the internal audit findings. And this is being monitored throughout the year by the audit committee as well, where they will report back. And what we do from our side is they will submit the plans to us, and we will look at whether or not the recommendation actually addresses the actual root cause, whether it's not just addressing the finding. Because sometimes you will find there might be an issue, but it's recurring because you didn't address the actual root cause. Then performance management system, develop the recommendations also on the way forward, develop and implement standard operating procedures, management to ensure clear definitions and technical standards for the indicator and targets are developed, supporting documentation, ensure adherence to, that's the financial management performance, it's the performance information framework from Treasury that was issued. Then clearly define the roles and responsibilities. One thing that's very important here that we find is the second last one, the individual performance contracts should be aligned to the organizational objectives. And not only, in the rural development case, we are looking at that specifically to make sure that the strat plan and the APP actually breaks down into how each and everybody's individual performance contract links up to that, to those goals. Because we have found in the past that sometimes you will find performance contracts not linking up to the overall objective of the organization, and then it's like then there's no clear direction as to where they want to go. So that's one thing we are focusing on a lot. Then governance. The audit committee should report on the acceptability of the quarterly reports. They are currently doing that. The audit committee is reporting on the quarterly reports, and they are asking management to report back to them every quarter. Then internal audit should monitor the reporting against the objectives. like I mentioned earlier, internal audit is now much more involved in especially regarding the preparation of the quarterly reports and the actual achieved target that goes into the quarterly reports, which then effectively goes over to your annual report. Okay. Any questions?
Thank you, Honourable Chairman. Mine is very brief. I want to know the last year's audit opinion for this department.
Okay.
In the last financial year.
Okay.
Thanks to some of the questions that will be answered by the department. I'm not about to cast the word of God, but just to make sure that the right hand will answer the question on 2:18, there is reference to not all variance explanations could be supported with supporting documentation. Now, in the previous report that we got just before break, there are two major variations there. When some man was moved from restitution to something else, and when there was a substantial increase to Ingwenyama, you know, trust. Now, I don't know if those variations are also covered, you know, by this, you know, lack of sufficient documentation. But anyway, I'm talking about the principle here as to why, you know, that happened. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to thank you also for a very interesting presentation. Your methodology is very interesting. I'm actually, Chair, wanting to request perhaps via the Secretary whether we can get a copy of the National Treasury regulation, that what is called FMPPI.
It's famous.
Also on the slide 18, just some clarification on what is meant by some things. For instance, on measurability, we are told that the conclusion there is 21% of the performance indicators is not well defined. That would mean that 21% of the work defined for that period, it's not clear what the indicators are meaning. I'm just making this idea now because when we discuss the medium-term strategic framework, I might raise some of these issues again, but I would have thought if it's 21% is a substantial amount of work which isn't well measured.
Jane, why responding to the questions raised by members, can you just maybe highlight to us on your circumstance? Because when looking at the plan, sometimes you find that, you know, in the first quarter, second quarter, there's a lull, then in the last quarter, you know, the expenditure just pick up. Cases you find that you don't get a sense, you know, of what is it that you have to overcome. For instance, if there's an indication of the development of the strategy, then the strategy is being developed for the whole financial year. It means that in the first year you have just to sit down, wait for the strategy to be developed, you know. In the second year, maybe that's when the talk of the approval, you know, start to implement. Then, meaning that you have to start oversighting on the first, you know, financial year. Then how? What's your address?
Okay. Thank you, members. I'm going to take it from first to the bottom. The first one, the opinion on rural development last year, it was unqualified for financial. They did have material adjustments being made to the financial statements, which means that there are still some internal controls not functioning 100% in compiling the financial statements. But because of our influence and audit that we did, we managed to resolve all those misstatements, which then lead to an unqualified opinion. Regarding performance information, it was qualified. It was qualified on usefulness and it was qualified on reliability. And that talks to this 12-13 slide that's currently on the screen now. So if I talk about they were qualified in terms of usefulness, they were qualified in those three areas. And if I break it down, if you look at the presentation, and it says not all variant explanations could be supported. What the framework states, it says that if you did not meet your target, you can then provide an explanation as to why you did not meet that target. And we could not verify that reason to supporting documentation. That's what we're saying. And if you can't verify that, then it means that the annual performance report wasn't useful, because technically we couldn't verify the explanations as to why the target was not being met. Then if you look at the consistency talks about change to objectives, indicators, targets not approved. So what happens is they will prepare a strat plan annual performance plan every year, and then they will have an adjustment to the financials at the midterm budget. Then this needs to be approved by the executive authority according to PFMA. So any adjustments being made to the budget, which will then be in line with your strat plan and or actually your annual performance plan, needs to be approved by the executive authority. So what we are saying is those changes were not approved by the executive authority. That's what we're saying here. Then regarding measurability, the 21% of performance indicators not well defined. This is exactly where the SMART criteria comes in that you were referring to. The SMART criteria talks about measurability. So if you talk about measurability, it talks about whether or not the target is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So what we are saying is 21% of the total indicators from the 12-13 financial year, so this is now 2 years ago, we could not, it wasn't well defined because we felt like we couldn't measure them. So this also has an impact on the usefulness of the annual performance report. I will make the National Treasury framework available. I just don't know who to send it to the secretary. Okay, I'll send it to the secretary. Both frameworks, and then you can distribute it to the members. It's good reading material in a way, because it's actually very well defined, and you can see Treasury has put a lot of research in the way a strategic plan and an annual performance plan needs to be drawn up. It will give you very good background as to what to look for as well as a member when you go through the plan to identify whether or not this target is actually complying with the SMART criteria. Shifting of funds. Regarding the shifting of funds, they are allowed to shift 8% between the the main roads. So that is, they do that, but we do get approval for that from the executive authority as well. So in terms of compliance, they are complying in terms of the shifting of funds. Fiscal dumping, what we do through our audit, we do test, of course our biggest risk in fiscal dumping relates to agencies. If you think about, I'm just talking in the public sector in general, or specifically departments, you will find that they would transfer huge amounts of money just before year end to, let's say, IDT, Independent Development Trust, or Independent Development Corporation, for the construction of certain infrastructure. But then what you will see is in their financials it's a transfer out, but then the money actually lies there for 3 to 4 years in the IDT not doing anything. So what the framework, what the departmental framework on in terms of financial reporting now requires is, as soon as you identify agent-principal relationship where Independent Development Trust or KUGA in the department's case, where they are performing certain functions on behalf of the department, that money then is seen as a prepayment. Only once Independent Development Trust expenses that money for the specific project will it then be an expenditure in the financials of the department. So we cover ourselves in that way. We actually confirm with the auditors from Independent Development Trust and KUGA and all the different auditors to verify whether or not these amounts have actually been spent. And if they haven't been spent, then there should be a prepayment on the financials of the department, which will then reflect that they haven't actually expensed it. Another question regarding physical dumping is also, yes, you do find a lot of expenditure coming through the last 3 months of the year, but then you also find that some of them are relating to yearly projects or projects in the last half of the financial year, which would then also result in a lot of payments coming through. But we do cover it. We cover it in terms of our financial procedures. We don't cover it in terms of our performance information procedures. Then adjustments, and then the technical indicator descriptions. We did. We have requested it. The department said they'll make it available to us as soon as possible. So as soon as we get it, then we will do another review of the 14-15 plan. Is there, did I miss anybody's question? On the training question, I will speak to our technical unit and I will find out through the secretary and if they've got presentations, because yes, we are more than willing to come down and to come and give some training onto our audit methodology and also basic risks that you'll pick up on financial statements and performance information. So it will be financial and predetermined objectives in totality, so that you can make a link between the budget and the annual performance plan. At this specific point in time, we only expressing opinion on the usefulness and on the reliability of the performance information or the annual performance plan. We're not linking it up to budget yet, because that is a concern going forward. We are busy, how can I say, further developing our methodology to include the link to budget. So that is it's a very important concern. But I'll speak to our technical department and I'll just find out exactly as to how we can bridge that as well. Then, regarding the Inkomen Jonger Trust, I sent out a request to the KZN office, because they are the ones auditing, still Auditor General, but it's the KZN office that audits Inkomen Jonger Trust. I had no reply from the manager, and I was informed he was not available. But what I did do is I did go on to the previous management reports and audit reports, and I did follow up to find that in those reports there were no material findings raised regarding audit of performance information. So there were no issues on usefulness and there were no issues on reliability. I will just follow up from the manager again for the 14-15 plan, but as was explained, the 14-15 plan was only submitted now. So as soon as we get that, then I will engage with him so that we can do a review and come back to the committee. Then, sorry, the last question.
I'm going to repeat it.
Yes, please.
Okay, so this comes from a concern when there are variations.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Yes. Okay. Regarding the IT, I think it's more a question to be posed to the department,
yeah,
whether or not they've got a system like that. From our side, I don't know if BAS does that, the basic accounting system, which is used by the department. I'm not sure if they've got settings like that will kick out exceptional reports. But that's something that can be asked to the department if they do have that in place.
Thank you very much, Eugene, for the presentation. I hope it has affected us a lot. Remember, this is not the first sort of a training,
There should be continuous training that will empower us to be able to exercise our oversight effectively. And the documents that have been requested by members for circulation, I think Kumla will follow up on that and circulate all the relevant documents as, documents as requested by the members. And also the issue of the internal audit unit and also the risk management part of this meeting, I think it's also valid so that they can just advise us accordingly. You know, because in most cases we just grab the issue, you know, at the tail end instead of, you know, being cautioned on time so that we can come with some preventive measures. Let me then take this opportunity to thank the support staff for taking their time and briefing us. I think now we are ready to meet the department in the afternoon and also the Office of the Auditor General for clarifying some of the issues. And most of them are most, you know, technical, so we need to be advised, to be advised each and every time on how to handle these matters. I think my colleague, Honorable Chavelin, has raised a very important matter that in most cases we need to, at the end, understand the alignment, you know, of the plans vis-a-vis the annual performance strategic plans, whether the APPs are aligned to the broader plan, whether the department at the end of the financial year is reporting according to what is in the annual performance plan. You know, because sometimes you find that in most cases the annual performance plan is what they're saying the annual report contains a different report which is not in line with what the department is planning to do in that particular financial year. But through a partnership, we're working together with the Office of the Auditor General, they will keep assisting us, advising us, and also the in-year monitoring report will empower us to track the spending trends of the department, whether they are spending according to the Treasury's regulations, are we foreseeing any overspending or under, you know, spending, or the saving, because sometimes when they underspend, they call it a saving. We need to just also understand what is the difference between understanding and saving. But colleagues, thank you very much for attendance and also for the work that you have done. Pumla, I don't know whether there's any lunch that you prepared for me.
Thank you, Chair. Lunch will be served here, serving a lunch. But it was supposed to be here already. Maybe there are delays, but Bushra wanted to check on that.
Thank you very much, members. The meeting is adjourned. And we will just grab the lunch and prepare us to stretch ourselves for starting at 2. Thank you.
How do you see? I guess the spending day before yesterday, and the guy is. I think that now we may need to take a lot of adjustments. So, from our side, now we need to go and get the order to adjust.
Okay.
So that might take some time.
We still get the management letter. We're supposed to get it the same.
I know. I know it was supposed to.